the instant version has been the phone lines. The phone lines have been jammed all night long, for which we thank you, but at the same time, it's frustrating if you are trying to get through. So British Telecom have agreed to keep a few numbers open all through Sunday until 9:30 tonight. Let's take a look at those numbers that are going to be open. They are London numbers 01 811 8055, 01 636 1566, and 01 818 6800. They will be open until 9:30 this Sunday evening. Paul,
I've
history.
Got to ask Bob a question.
Yeah, do.
Actually, because Bob, you were quoted as saying that this would be the culmination of the whole family relief effort. Now that it has occurred, do you think it has been? Do you think the effort will continue?
I meant by me. I mean, I was misquoted, that's what it said. It won't be the culmination of the whole family relief effort. Hopefully, this was the spark to push governments into doing what quite evidently 2 billion people wish them to do. And I suggest that they ignore the wishes of 2 billion people at their peril. I mean, if individuals, millions of them, can contribute this massive amount, if, as we imagine, millions of people in Britain keep trying to ring these phone numbers, then why does the government persistently ignore the problem or do little or nothing about it? Not just this government, but all of them. So this isn't the end of the effort. It's the last thing that I can do. I mean, I'd still be in the Band-Aid Trust and I'd still go down to the office twice a week and I'd still do the Fashion Aid and Sports Aid thing.
You're confident other artists can pick up the ball and run with it?
I think that this is definitely the ultimate day that pop music can give. I saw you speaking to David earlier where he said, he doesn't see why it shouldn't continue next year, but was he going to give up 6 months to do it? You know, and if he wants to, great, because I'll be there on the day, you know, but what else can you do? And I think that this is the first time there's a certain emotion to it, and quite evidently the people at home feel that and the people in the stadiums feel it, and it is unique.
It is a historic occasion.
Politicians can make things happen. They do make things happen.
Yes.
And governments do. Today Mrs. Thatcher has said that you are the leading light and you're a credit to charity fundraisers everywhere and that sort of thing. I mean, are you getting help from governments? Are you saying that you're not by saying that you're not?
I'm saying that, yes, we're not getting any help from governments, I mean, at all. We aren't. I mean, other organisations are. They get money that goes out in foreign aid. But why, if, again, like, it's boring now at the end of the day at, 3:30 to hit you with this, but again, I pose the question that I've yet to receive an answer to. Why, if we sit on food surplus stocks, why are there people dying? Why don't they simply open the gates of the silos and just send it to these people? I don't understand why not. Anyone has yet to answer me as to why they don't. And if it's simply red tape, then surely there must be a way around that. Just by pure willpower, surely somebody should be able to bludgeon their way through that red tape.
Let's look at this from a rock history point of view today, and just for one moment, just think of the rock music, the famine side of it we all know. Where's this going to sit in rock history?
Well, I think in one sense it's indivisible from the cause, and that is that here we have the untapped power of rock music, and let's face it, it has been untapped for 25 years or so. It's all now been unleashed on behalf of one cause. What I want to see now is, will it be used again for just as good a cause or for the same cause?
But you have to find a cause that is above moral argument and political argument. Everybody agrees that 130 million people dying is unacceptable. Everybody agrees that this isn't a political argument about whether you're left or right of the political spectrum, and therefore you can unite and say, this is wrong, let's do something about it.
Well, as I said to you shortly after you made the Band-Aid record, your stroke of genius really was that you provided a focus for the concern that everybody in the world could feel.
Well, unwittingly, yeah.
And I'm wondering now, can this continue in other forms?
Well, it'd be nice to. But let's just make one final appeal before I go home to bed and before we see Bob Dylan and Lionel Richie. Please, if you're still up with us and you haven't got through, keep trying. This is the last time we'll probably be able to hit you. You've done brilliantly. We thank you, all of us. Please keep trying. And as Mike and Paul said, the banks will be open on Monday and the numbers will be operable all through tomorrow. So keep going for it. And from me, before I go to bed, thank you for a great day. It has been wonderful.
You are looking absolutely shattered. I mean, quite obviously, it's been a very long day for you.
Yeah.
You must take a break, Bob. You must take a break from this soon.
Well, tomorrow?
Well, sit back and enjoy this.
Thanks.
Because at JFK Stadium in Philadelphia, we can now go live to Bob Dylan and the finale.